Now, Wisconsin is home to over 15,000 lakes covering nearly 1 million acres, some smaller than hockey field size, others miles wide. A quick drive by most of these lakes would leave you looking at many cottages that tend to crop up with them. It seems clear that summertime has many Wisconsinites flocking to the water's edge. Joining us now is a guest who has fallen in love with the rhythms and simplicity of cottage life over the years. Ann Goodwin has enjoyed visiting a 1920s cottage on Pleasant Lake in southeastern Wisconsin for over 30 years. Her new book is called Come to the Lake, Reflections on a Cottage Life. Ann, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Judith.
When did you first realize that lake life is really something special?
I think it was as a child when I attended camp up in the North Woods of Wisconsin and found that my true center in life is in the middle of a canoe or in a kayak paddling.
So you grew up in a place where that was not probably part of your everyday life. You went to camp and all of a sudden this kind of revelation.
Exactly. I found that I'm a true freshwater lake girl.
So that was as a child. And then, if I remember correctly, what you thought was a summer fling had something to do with it as well.
Yes, absolutely. I was fortunate enough to meet a man who brought me to his family's lake cottage in southern Wisconsin. And the minute I walked into the cottage and smelled the old cottage smell and saw the old town canvas canoe on the shoreline and we got in it, I realized I had found something and someone pretty special.
I was going to say, the two went together, yeah. and it turned out not to be a fling unless 30 plus years is a fling, right?
Right. It was my most miserable attempt of a fling.
A fling fail, perhaps.
Yes.
Well, in your book, Come to the Lake, there are three places that you really show us. The shelter, the cottage next door, and Hilltop. Let's start with the shelter. Tell us about that cottage.
The shelter is how I was introduced to Pleasant Lake. It's a 1920s authentic Wisconsin lake cottage. It has windows that hook up and one-ply boards, and we close it in the fall and open it up in the spring. And the cottage next door was actually my husband's uncle's cottage that was built in the late 40s. And it ended up that my brother and I bought my husband's uncle's cottage. So I'm married and I'm also neighbors. Wow. with my husband.
So these two cottages were in your husband's family.
Yes.
And now kind of a generation later, they're in two families. Is it kind of a fluid experience of who's where and where people are hanging out and where people are eating and where people are sleeping?
Absolutely. It's very communal. There's a well-worn path that goes between the cottage next door and the shelter, and it's simply a family gathering spot.
Again, if I remember correctly, I think there was a point where the house next door or the cottage next door was in some other hands that were, it was not a good situation. And it was very symbolic and meaningful when I think your mother-in-law put up a barrier on that little path.
She did. The cottage next door was actually stolen from my husband's family by an embezzler. And when that happened, my mother-in-law, who was in her 80s at the time, simply put a sawhorse on the path in between the two cottages, reflecting that they were not connected anymore.
But they are now.
They are.
And the Hilltop. What's the Hilltop?
Hilltop is a funny little story of a shack that ended up being put on our property by Matthew's uncle. He sort of drug it over the lake in the middle of winter from as a sample cabin at the time, and he filled it sort of like a hardware store. If you needed something and you couldn't find it at Ace Hardware, you could find it at Uncle Johnny's. And when my brother and I bought the cottage next door, Hilltop at that time was a shed, and it was so full of miter saws, of like if there was one, there was four. It took four people 3 days to empty it. And for years, it stayed empty. It housed our boats and our grills and whatnots. And then a couple of years ago, we decided it was really a special space, and we turned it into a studio, a creative studio.
Mm-hmm. And that idea of, it sounds like it was kind of a cross between a hardware store and a junkyard. The idea of having all those materials there really made me think about the fact that when you bought the cottage next door, instead of tearing it down and starting from scratch and or making a lot of big changes to it, you really decided to repair what was there and really enhance what was already there. Why was that the way you went, and what did it mean to you?
Well, we're cottage people, and that is a lifestyle that's really fading on our lake shores. So many people want to be on the lake full time, understandably. Taxes are high, the season is short, and so these cottages are being torn down and replaced by lake homes. We truly like the analog life of cottage living. It's very simple, and it's something that started in Matthew's family with his parents. And back then, Catherine Goodwin said there will be no TV here, and to this day, we really try to live simply there.
I think it's interesting that there does seem to be a difference between having a lake cottage and a lakeside home, and the home being the year round. That's, you know, that's kind of where everything is happening. But it does seem, it's kind of like not wanting to have your favorite food every single day, because then it's not as special. Is there something more special about going to the cottage because you can only go part of the year?
Part of the year, absolutely. It's a very precious time. And as I said, it's a short season. But it's also breaking, creating a routine of breaking routines. For us, it's simply different than living in our home, which isn't that far away, but it's a world away.
We're talking with Ann Goodwin right now. She has been enjoying a 1920s cottage on Pleasant Lake in southeastern Wisconsin for over 30 years, and she's the author of a new memoir called Come to the Lake, Reflections on Cottage Life. It does seem that there's something about kind of the rhythms of cottage life that really draw you in, and it seems like kind of nourish you and the people that come there. What are some of those rhythms and rituals and traditions?
Well, in the morning, we wake up, and most mornings, my husband will look at me and say, do you want to go for a paddle? And we'll start the day paddling around the lake. It's a wonderful way to experience nature, to relate with each other. It's all about connecting, and our ability to first disconnect allows us to connect at the lake. And it's so feels like a fleeting time in today's world. Everything's so frenetic, and it really is a way that we choose to play together. Our meal times are different. They're very communal. I love to feed people. Whatever we're doing at the lake has its own unique flavor.
And what about the people that you're interacting with? Because I think one of the things that stood out to me is that this is, it seems more often than not, a multi-generational gathering. And I think we as a society have really gotten away from that.
Yes, for our family as well as our neighbors' families. So everyone has who has grown up on the lake, which I was not fortunate enough to do, now have children who have grown up together as cousins or friends and families. And the lake is some place to come back to. We have four children, and when they walk down that hill, they're coming back to a tradition that's well set in time.
And do you, it's hard to tell what's going to happen with future generations, but just as your generation has, you know, kind of taken over and become the constant, do you see that passing through to future generations?
Hopeful in that regard, but I think that's basically the reason why I wrote the book. It's a personal legacy. It has universal appeal because it provides a respite to the lake. But for me, I wanted to get down on record what our traditions are there and how important they are and how long lasting they have been, because it's more and more difficult with our days of hotspots and laptops and what we can bring to the lake now to protect that special lake quality life. I wanted a record of it.
Has there been any pushback from the younger generations in saying, you know, nope, we're not going to have Wi-Fi, and nope, you know, screen time is limited to whatever a day or none at all? That's a real change from everyday life for them.
Absolutely. And through the generations with our children, it was leave the Game Boy up on top of the car. Now with all of the other devices that have built to be so addictive and so time consuming, it's harder with our grandchildren to enforce Grandma Kao's rules. And I'm getting to be the bad guy, but but it absolutely breaks my heart when I see these devices overtaking our lake time. So I'm pretty strongly voiced when it comes to that.
Grandma Kao, who you just mentioned, figures prominently in the book. Tell us about her.
Grandma Kao was my mother-in-law, and she was the original true Pleasant Lake girl, and she was a woman of many talents and loved all the rhythms of lake life and had five children in this little lake cottage that she always had one in tow to teach a life skill. She built her own fireplace. She weaved canvas canoes. She was a naturalist. She was one of the first just to have a natural shoreline on the lake mm-hmm. while other people built cement walls. So she was a true inspiration to me.
So it feels like her presence is still so much there.
Absolutely. I am doing my best to channel her.
We're talking with Anne Goodwin. She's the author of a new memoir called Come to the Lake, Reflections on a Cottage Life. And we want to hear from you about your cottage memories at 800-642-1234. If you've either owned or visited a cottage, what makes a time by the lake so special? What are your favorite ways to spend time there? And what are your cottage life traditions? Do you, like Anne, enjoy the quiet activities, or do you prefer maybe racing around on a jet ski or going tubing? And did you keep a cottage journal? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation here in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're talking with Anne Goodwin. She's the author of the new book, Come to the Lake, Reflections on a Cottage Life. And she's sharing her own cottage memories and reflections. And we want to hear yours as well at 800-642-1234. Do you have a cottage or have memories of visiting one? What traditions did you practice? And what has stayed with you the most? Did you do any journaling of your time there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And Stuart did just that. He posted on Facebook, "We went to one that my grandparents rented for a week each summer in Indiana. Nice swimming beach with other kids to play with, where I'd be in the water most of the day getting suntanned, if not burned. We'd spend a lot of time in the evening playing canasta or Scrabble, doing crossword puzzles, listening to the radio, including a shortwave, no TV. Sometimes at night, I'd be given a dollar to walk to the bar grill down the shoreline to buy a Snickers bar and play a few pinball games before heading home to bed early." Stuart, thanks so much for sharing that. And that sounds pretty idyllic to me.
It does. And those board games and charades and all of the activities when we used to participate with each other analogically, if that's a word.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. And Jay in Milwaukee is up. Hi, Jay.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. It's a special day. It's a happy day and a sad day. My son, after 30 years of taking him every weekend and teaching him the world of cottage lifestyle. And it was truly a cottage, something I built, very simple on a small lake in Forest County. Today is the day he's moving into the cottage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a happy day and it's a sad day. So because now I'm going to go visit him in his cottage that he's living in.
Wow, so this is a cottage that was in your family, and now it's moving on to the next generation.
Yeah, he's moving in, and today's the day. He took a job that he starts on Monday, and so it was enough of an attraction that he wanted to be there, and that's what he aspired to do, and today's the day.
Wow. Well, Jay, thank you so much for sharing that, and I have to guess that it might have been a little surprising to you to turn on the radio and hear us talking about cottage life. And Anne, that's got to be meaningful for you.
Yes, because I'm so happy, Jay, to hear the end of your story. I thought the sad part was going to be that you just tore down the cottage today, so I'm very happy
to hear. Or sold it outside of the family. Yeah. Well, Jay, thanks so much for that call. Let's go back to the phones and hear from Liz in Madison. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Anne, and I'm sorry I missed your name.
Judith.
Oh, Judith. I'm just calling from Madison, Wisconsin. I grew up in Lake Geneva, and I was sharing my life at the lake. Our family, three kids, we lived on the lake, and we happened to have a root beer stand, and so we made our money as a family in the summer. So we couldn't go to the lake when all the tourists were. So at 11 at night, when the restaurant closed, we'd go to the lake and swim by the moonlight.
Wow.
And in the winter, we'd go to the lake and skate our hearts out. So the lake life and small town living is a part of my upbringing, but I've had the privilege and the pleasure to be at Ann's and to take part of her meals and have the quiet time and to unplug, because I'm as plugged probably as they come. And my dog, Charlie, who idolizes Ann.
Oh.
She has taught him how to waterboard and how to kayak. And if you're at the lake, you do lake things. And
we'll leave it there, Liz. Ann, you've got a fan.
Yes, I guess so. Thank you, Liz.
And it's interesting because you are so connected and your family is so connected to these cottages, but clearly you share that with others. And what is that like? Because there's both the opportunity to be able to share it with people who aren't there all the time, but do you ever feel like, you know, it's something kind of special that you want to maybe protect a little bit?
It's our great pleasure to share the lake. It's such a special place to be, and we are hosts who do love to share it. And then there are moments when it's time just to be and not be hosting.
Let's go back to the phones, and Mark in Three Lakes is up. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
I was born in Milwaukee. Parents bought in Three Lakes in 1953. I was born in 1957, giving away my age. I went to school in Greenfield and spent my summers up here on my parents' land on the lake. And since then, let's see, it's umpteen years now, I have moved over 30 years ago full-time up here and having fun since.
Thanks for that, Mark. And actually, Anne, if I remember correctly, that kind of happened in your family, too, where it changed from an occasional place to go to a place that you spend a lot of time.
Yes. Since it is so close to my hometown, I'm 42 minutes away from the lake, although a world away, I literally would just pack up the kids at the end of the school year and base from the lake during the summer. So I'm a summer resident at the lake.
I remember you writing about Grandma Kayo and she being one of the women who were there with their kids. Often the dads would come on the weekends, but then they would have to go back for the work week. And those ladies had kind of their own society and culture there.
Without a car.
Wow.
And because the car went back to work. So how they fed five children, maybe with one trip to the store for the week, it amazes me. But she did a grand job of it.
Well, and she was a little different. I mean, the other ladies, not to paint them with a broad brush, but a lot of them were out there suntanning and, you know, kind of the lady of leisure. And like you said, she was out there building things and fixing things and collecting medicinals and all kinds
right.
of really interesting things.
Very project oriented.
Let's go back to the phones at 800-642-1234. And Judy in Reedstown is up. Hi, Judy.
Hello. I'd like to know if your Pleasant Lake is the Pleasant Lake that's near Coloma, Wisconsin. It's the Pleasant Lake I grew up on, and I'm still in touch with the kids that I've known for almost 70 years because of our summer spent there. It was a lucky thing that happened in our lives and a wonderful and enduring set of memories.
Is that your Pleasant Lake?
No, Wisconsin's fortunate enough to have more than one Pleasant Lake.
Well, there you go. But it sounds like Judy had, you know, not the same experience because it was a different Pleasant Lake, but the same type of experience. Thanks for that call, Judy. Let's go now to Sally, who's calling from Ludington, Michigan. Hi, Sally.
Hi there. Yes, I am visiting Ludington today, just kind of preparing for the gathering of our family the second week in September. Our children grew up with their summer vacations at a small inland lake near Ludington, Michigan, at their grandparents' cottage. And this year, and we do not gather as a family, two of our children live on the West Coast, have access to the gorgeous Cascade Mountains and the Pacific Ocean. But when we ask, where would you like to get together, they wanted to go back to Ludington, Michigan. And I have the same kinds of experiences at a little lake that they had as kids.
So, Sally, you said you're preparing for that gathering right now?
Yes. Well, sort of. We came up for a couple days just to check it out, make sure the town, we can still find our way around. and that the ice cream store is still there, and just things like that. We were at a small inland lake, but almost every day we would drive into Lake Michigan, and the kids called that the Big Beach.
The Big Beach. Well, so many stories, Anne. I mean, does this surprise you at all that lake cottage life has been such a big part of so many people's experiences?
I'm happy to hear them. Actually, I get a little teary as I'm listening about the gathering in Ludington. It sounds wonderful.
So when you head back to your cottage, Anne, either today or soon, what will you be doing?
Well, I will be doing some more radio interviews, actually, and trying and hoping that the Girl Scout camps aren't singing too loud as background noise.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your memories.
Thank you for having me.
That was Anne Goodwin. She's the author of the new book, Come to the Lake, Reflections on a Cottage Life. She joined us to talk about cottage memories as we enter this final stretch of summer.